Hear me, my dear ones. I am most certainly informed that this, our city, will soon be burned with fire from heaven.
What? Burned down?
Yes, burned to ashes.
No!
Yes, and in that fearful overthrow we shall all miserably come to our ruin.
My dear husband.
And as for a way of escape, I can see none.
None?
None?
None! We are doomed to perish with our town of destruction.
Now at this, his relations were sore amazed, not because they believed that what he had said to them was true, but because they thought that some frenzied distemper had got into his head. Therefore, since it was drawing toward night, they got him to bed with all haste in the hopes that some sound sleep might settle his brains.
Ah, oh, woe is me. Lost and undone am I. All lost.
But the night was as troublesome to him as the day. Wherefore, instead of sleeping, he spent it in sighs and tears.
Ah, oh, what shall become of me, wicked man that I am?
Now when morning was come, they would know how he did.
Art thou happy now, dear father?
Yes, how goes it with thee, dear husband?
Worse.
Worse?
Worse, and yet more worse.
Oh, dear. What shall we do for thee, poor man?
We must set ourselves to study and prayer that we may know how to escape this city of destruction.
Escape? My dear, there is nothing to escape from. Come now to thy right senses, ere the magistrates declare thee to be lunatic.
No, no, we must escape forthwith. But how? Only how?
Husband, come to thyself.
So they, believing him to be taken with the distemper, sought to drive it away by behaving towards him with utmost hardness and disrespect. Sometimes they would deride him, sometimes chide him. At other times, they would quite neglect him. Wherefore he began to retire himself to his chamber, to pray for and pity them, and also to condole his own misery. He would also walk solitary in the fields, sometimes reading, and sometimes praying. And thus, for some time, he spent his days. Now I saw, upon a time, when he was walking in the fields, that he was, as he was wont, reading in his book, and greatly distressed in his mind. And as he read, he burst out as he had done before, crying,
O wretched man that I am! What shall I do to be saved?
I saw also that he looked this way and that way, as if he would run. Yet he stood still, because, as I perceived, he could not tell which way to go. I looked then and saw a man named Evangelist coming to him.
Good day.
Good day. And who art thou?
My employer hath named me Evangelist.
Oh, woe is me. Woe is me.
Good sir, wherefore dost thou cry?
Because, sir, I perceive by the book in my hand that if I remain in this city of destruction, I am condemned to die.
Ah.
And I find that I am not willing to die, neither am I able to come to judgment.
Why not willing to die, since this life is attended with so many evils?
Because I fear that this burden that is upon my back will sink me lower than the grave, and that I shall fall into hell.
I see.
And good sir, I be not fit to go to judgment, much less to my execution. It is the thoughts of these things make me cry.
Well then, why standest thou still here?
Because I know not whither to go.
I then saw that he gave him a parchment roll, and there was written therein, Flee from the wrath to come.
Good sir, I know that I must flee, but whither must I fly?
Over there, across that wide water.